5:23 South African time on this beautiful morning, Thursday morning, Yomul Khamis. My wonderful listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, my wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. Yes, the 29th of Muharram, 1445. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Thursday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today in South Africa, Southern Africa, is the 29th of Muharram 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah Qasas, chapter 28, the narrative, and verse number 43, regarding Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, and the Pharaoh Fir'aun. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala taught us in the previous lesson that He made them the imams and the leaders that were inviting towards the fire and the Jahannam, and therefore they will never be assisted, and everlasting doom and gloom for them, and Almighty Allah's curse is following them. Today's lesson, chapter 28, verse number 43. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ. Wow, atifa. Wow for conjunction, meaning it is connected to the previous subject and topic. لَقَدْ لِلَّهِ قَدْ. The lam day is for a qasam and an oath. So, and by Almighty Allah, قَدْ آتَيْنَا. Definitely, surely, positively. The qad is for tawkid and taqid, for emphasis. Ateena, and we gave. Almighty Allah is one and alone, but Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun in various and several places in the noble Quran as a symbol of respect and reverence, stamping His majesty, authority, sovereignty. And indeed we gave Moses Musa. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, the Jutlas, the Haramis say Moshi. In English you say Moses. We say Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. He was dark in complexion, sheepish hair. His name Mubarak and his Ismigrami, Nami, is mentioned the most in the entire Quran Sharif regarding prophets and messengers 136 times. Musa means the mother placed the baby in the box and let it float, remember, on the Nile River. So he was rescued by Almighty Allah's grace and mercy. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ. And by Allah, we surely gave Musa alayhi salatu salam the book. Which book? Torah. So the Torah was given to Moses, peace be upon him, after the drowning of the Pharaoh. So during the lifetime of the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades, there was no Torah. When you speak of miracles, it refers to the miracle, the stick becoming a serpent and a snake, or his hand shining, glittering, becoming so white, not due to illness or sickness, but as a miracle, Kudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the mercy and grace of Almighty Allah. Mimbadima أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ الْأُولَى. After we had destroyed the generations, the earlier generations. See, again Allah is using أَهْلَكْنَا. We destroyed. So who can confer and give a constitution, a divine scripture to any messenger and prophet? Remember only Almighty Allah. By Allah there is selection, not election. Who can destroy nations and generations, as you will hear just now in the news, views and interviews? Only Almighty Allah. مِن بَعْدِ مَا أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ الْأُولَى. So after he had destroyed the previous generations, and now the Pharaoh, the tinpot dictator, who claimed to be divinity in the form of humanity, بَصَائِرَ لِلنَّاسِ. Oh, you Jutlas, you say you are following Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. See what Allah is saying regarding the Torah, regarding Moses, peace be upon him. Basair, Basair refers to Basira. The plural is Basair, the singular is Basira. As an insight, as a foresight, to tell you this is the right path, that way you must follow Moses, you must follow Jesus, and then peace be upon them, and then you must ultimately follow Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he, the master, peace be upon him, was, is, will always be the last and final messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 33, verse 40. Walakin Rasulullah wa khatam an nabiyyin. So this Torah is an insight, foresight for people. Well, huda, and is a source of guidance. When you hear the word huda, you hear the word hidayat, we beg Almighty Allah, every unit of our prayer, every rakat of our salat, ihdinas sirat al-mustaqim. So this hidayat means nurun wada'ahu Allahu fi qulubil ibad, that the radiance, effulgence which Almighty Allah places in the inner recesses of our heart, kay numayyiza bayna al-haqqi bil-haqqi, so we draw a dichotomy, a distinction between truth and falsehood. So that is the hidayat. Today our vehicles got park lights, then dumb lights, then bright lights, then fog lights, intelligent lights. So this hidayat has to increase and be enhanced all the time. So our inner consciousness, our inner feelings and emotions will tell us that this is haq, is the truth, and that is batil, and falsehood. Wa huda wa rahma is a mercy. Almighty Allah made it pragmatic and practical for people to practice on. La allahum yatadhakkarun, so that they accept this advice and accept it lovingly, willingly, and sincerely. But how many Jews are prepared to do that? Faqaleelam ma yu'minun. Very, very few. Qaleel, few. Ma, lita'i ibhamiya, lita'kidil qilla. Extremely, extremely few. From 100, one or two will embrace Islam truly and have the true iman. Their prejudice, their pride, their jealousy will become, you must remember, that the impediment for them to accept and embrace the truth. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us take you around the world with the news, views, interviews, local, national, global. Canada, starting point. Big problems there. Northwestern Canada, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right, they have received an order. They all will have to evacuate, 20,000 of them in Yolande. I hope I pronounce it correct. And they will have to go to another place, Albertina or something like that. The wildfires are raging on. When Allah wants to punish, then no America, no Russia, no Canada, no one can be spared. So Allah is punishing Canada. 17 kilometers the fire is. By tomorrow noon, the entire city must be cleared up. Everyone has to move. And because day for yesterday, they told them, no, you'll stay there and everything will be okay. But this morning there, they already told them, pack up, all of you start getting ready. Friday noon, you all must be out. Allah ki lati be awaze. The stick of Almighty Allah hits and does not make a noise. Trump is in big trouble. how Imran Khan, they don't want, he must participate in elections. So in Pakistan, Choro ki hukumat, the bunch of thugs and crooks in Pakistan. So you got bigger crooks there in America. So Biden and the Democrats, they fear Trump so much, they see him in his dream. You must remember that. I got nothing to do with Trump or Biden. We concern both the haramis and Olad of Shaitan and Dajjal. So you must remember the children of Satan and Lucifer. So they're going to charge Trump and they will fingerprint him and so forth. And most probably the trial date will be set for March 2024. So their aim is to make sure that he does not win the election in 2024. So you can see how corrupt it is. We told you of Canada, let's take you to Hawaii, the paradise of America. So the own governor and them said 101 dead, but we expect the number to increase twice or thrice the number. So easily more than 300 people dead or more. Even they hide the figures. They all worry about their elections and their seats and so forth. Now look at this story. And there was a doctor from South Africa, Dr. Lorraine. So she is a professional. For people who are professionals, to get into New Zealand is very easy. So she migrated, left South Africa, said South Africa is riddled with crime, corruption, cadre deployment, what have you. And she migrated to New Zealand with her three daughters. She stayed there for a few months. She got crazy and what have you. And then she murdered and killed the three daughters, poisoned them and whatever else she did. Can you believe that? Now she's facing trial, and you know New Zealand, they don't play, so there will be death sentence for her. Death sentence meaning death imprisonment for her, and because they won't give her execution. So you can see sometimes people leave South Africa but things turn out pear-shaped. Now look at this mother, supposed to be a professional, and murders her own three children. So that is where we are. MBS, the harami, the murtad bin shaitan, imposes the mask on pilgrims. You're going for Umrah, so now you have to wear a mask and so forth and so on. So you must just give out 20, 30 riyals and that's sufficient. You don't know sin upon you. The sin is on him, the murtad. And all you Salafi scholars for dollars, why you don't speak against all this? You think you'll get away with all this? By keeping silent, you must remember, you're not yu'minuna bil-ghayb, you're yu'minuna bil-jayb, that you are filling your pockets with Saudi riyals and Saudi dollars. Shame on you. The world is crying crocodile tears. America, United Nations, and UK. Ukraine says, and their prisoners are being tortured, and they are sexually molested by the Russians and so forth. Turn the argument the other way around. What is America doing to my 30 brothers there in Gitmo for the past 20 years? What is America doing to my sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui? What is the apartheid terrorist Nazi curse regime of Israel, the children of Hitler, doing to our Palestinian men, women and children? What are you doing to the Muslims in different parts of the world if you look at India and Kashmir and all that? You should be the last people to speak about torture against your people there. Regarding Ukraine, and you South Africans better wake up from your slumber. This name is going to come many a time in South African media. There's a lady, Victoria Nuland. Nulan Nuland, N-U-L-A-N. So I will say Nuland, but they say Nuland with a twang in their speech, you know. So Victoria Nuland, if you know anything about Ukraine, they kicked out and removed the democratically elected, you understand, Prime Minister, President of Ukraine. And then she chose the cabinet and said a Jutla must be the president. A Jutla must be, if you don't know the term Jutla, it means a Jew and a crooked Jew for you. So you must remember will be the Prime Minister, President of Ukraine. So they brought in Zelensky, a joker and comedian, and his cabinet. This is what America does. She'll be here in South Africa for the BRICS summit. So maybe she will change certain things there. And then money speaks all languages, especially if it is the dollar. You know the dollar of Pakistan, dollar of America. Next story is Pakistan. So Pakistan, big problems in an area called Jaranwala. Not Gujranwala, Jaranwala it is. So they say it's in Punjab, and there they say that some Christians desecrated pages of the Quran, the Muslims went and burned their churches, burned their houses, and so forth. If it is true that what they did, that you must remember, desecrated the Quran, they should be punished. But for Muslims to go and burn their churches and that, Islamically, that is not right. You must remember that. To go and burn and destroy places of worship, Islam does not allow that. American setting up bases in Syria to steal more oil, the rich stealing from the poor, richy rich, you see that? That is America's job. To invade countries, from 48 till now, more than 50 countries they invaded. And you must remember, they know it's not a holy war, it's an oily war. So that is what these haramis do. So remember that they'll keep and prop up tinpot dictators like Saudi Arabia, like Emirates and all that, who are, they are slaves, really speaking. And they just dance to their tune and so forth. Now look at Saudi Arabia. But Saudi Arabia, this is in Arab news, the Barbie fever is hitting Saudi. Imagine Muslim countries, they ban the Barbie, but in Saudi Arabia they are encouraging it, so the people can become more homosexual, the people must accept transgender, the people must see Saudi Arabia is the new Saudi Arabia, not the conservative one, but go and speak one word against the Saudi kingdom and the crown prince, and you must be in Saudi and see what they will do with you. There is no human rights there at all. It's a monarchy, tinpot dictatorship, complete dictatorship. And remember, they whitewashing and sports washing and fooling the world. And when they have critics, they try and bribe them to the core. So that is your Saudi Arabia, pakka murtad government it is, out of the fold of Islam. Listen to this story, British Museum. So they sacked 1-2 employees of theirs. Why? Some artifacts and so forth were stolen from there, and these artifacts are 2,000-3,000 years old. So my question is, never mind that got stolen, but you, Britain, how much you stole? So you must remember, you stole from India, you stole from West Indies, you stole from South Africa, you stole from Africa, Mr. Charles, you adulterer with your chameleon. So remember that, when are you going to return all the things you colonized and you stole? Bunch of haramis you are. If you don't know harami, it means what your son is according to the media. That when you must remember, the son is illegitimate child, so you must remember, or daughter, then you call them harami. Next one is Haaretz reports. Bibi Netanyahu, a big danger to Israeli security. So garku ag laggayi gar ki chirag se, they will destroy themselves. This is divine punishment on the cursed nation. So Hebrew brother, yeah, shaitan, harami, so terrorists, so that is what they are saying. You must remember that they are going to destroy themselves, and this is Allah's punishment on them. And they, after, you must remember, in South Africa, the politics goes on. They're having a big indaba. Several parties are having a coalition, and their aim is to kick out the ANC in 2024. So we must remember, whether it happens, doesn't happen, let us wait and see. India, same thing. 20 parties coalition, whether they'll kick out Modi and the BJP, let us hope, see what happens there. A very disturbing story has come through here in South Africa, and I always spoke against them. So you must remember that you got sheikhs, you got imams, you got maulanas that are visiting the church, you see. So our fatwa, we don't curry favor with anybody, and you can quote me wherever you want to. Surah 5, verse 51. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattakhidhul yahuda wan nasara awliya. O you people of iman and faith, do not take the Jews and the Christians to be your friends and protectors. Ba'adhum awliya ubad. They are the friends of one another. You can see what they're doing in Israel, the Jews and the Christians together, against the Muslims, against Palestinians, and everywhere else. So they are the protectors, friends of one another. Now Quran says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ. When you befriend them, you like their culture, you like their religion, you go to their churches with candle in your hand, you go to their churches and under the 12 crosses and what have you, and you go and pray there, then our fatwa and verdict is you murtad out of the fold of Islam, and you can quote me anywhere in the world. So you must be very clear on this issue. Such people, we cannot read salat against them. We have to name them and shame them. So that is what Islam teaches us. Today is the 29th of Safar. You must remember, here in South Africa, we have to scan the sky tonight. In Saudi Arabia, another reason why the government, the Kuffar, chapter 9, verse 37, there the announcement is made already. Today, Thursday, 1st of Safar, if you go and see the sighting of the moon, is 7, 8, 9 hours maximum. It's impossible to see the new moon and crescent, but who's interested? They follow the jutlas. They follow the conjunction and the birth of the moon, not the actual crescent and so forth. They play with the moon story. Inna man nasi'u ziyadatun fil kufri. When you start playing with the moon and the Islamic calendar, that's an addition in your kufr and blasphemy and disbelief. And that is what the Saudi regime is all about. So remember, make a concerted effort tonight. 30 hours moon it is, and inshallah it should be sighted. That will usher in the month of Safar from now, tonight and tomorrow, Friday 1st. We will send out the nasiha in the morning, inshallah, for the 1st of Safar, so you can learn what Islam says about this month. Inshallah, between 8:30 and 9 will be our brother Abu Bakr Rawat with Mawazahid Khan, and inshallah, 11 to 12, we will discuss the Qadianis and Irtidad and who becomes a murtad in Islam and apostate and out of the fold of Islam in our fiqh program, and what are the consequences and ramifications. And 1 to 2, remember, is the tafsir of the noble Quran. Allah Jalla wa Ala accept us for his deen and protect our iman.
Somebody says, Ustad, my question is, what is the ANC doing about illegal nationals in our country? Your comment, Ustad.
So they just sent back 67 Pakistanis this week. They came here to O.R. Tambo. They couldn't speak English. They couldn't answer the questions and so forth and so on. So they packed them up and sent them all back to Pakistan and so forth. The problem is, you don't understand the real politics. That from top to bottom, you must remember that there is corruption. If you go to your president, this isn't my president, it's your president, you all voted for him. So you must remember that. So, what happened to Pala Pala? What happened to all the dollars under the matras and under the mattress and so forth? So the secretary of the ANC, he gets a free trip to Dubai and all that, cleared of everything. So from top to bottom, if you go one by one, you will see how the corruption comes in. So therefore, you must remember, guys want to come in, guys enter. I know of people from India, they came into South Africa without passport, from India. Can you believe that? Sure. Never mind our neighboring countries, a guy from Malawi, Zimbabwe, crossing the border without visa, without, you must remember, passport or whatever. That is considered small thing. Guys from far just coming, because the corruption is there. So ANC means corruption, crime and criminals and cater deployment. So therefore, you must think properly who you're going to vote for, brother, sister, if you want a better South Africa.
I see Brother Kumaran says, CAK, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, all having competitions to destroy the world with pleasure. Yet, sadly, it is you Muslims that promote and encourage such sites. See the stats. Kumaran, Ustad.
Yes, Kumaran. So now you see, when you study something with a jaundiced eye, you see, my brother Kumaran, you are a Hindu, right? So I show you a red apple. So I ask you, brother Kumaran, what's the color? You say yellow. Because the problem is that you yourself are suffering from yellow jaundice. You got the jaundiced eye. So let's go now step by step. Which is the biggest country in the world as far as population goes? India, right? So you are 1.4 billion and whatever. Which country is oppressing the Muslims the most today in the world? Is it not India? So you must remember these type of things. One of them is India. And no person in the world can refuse that and deny that and reject that. So third one, you know how many Muslims the Hindus raped there. You know how many mosques you have destroyed. You know India is, you must have the masters in IT, so in information technology and so forth. So the Muslims are watching. I don't deny that, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Instagram, whether it's Twitter or what have you. But who are the people who are giving the world all this? If it's not the Hindus and their IT specialists and so forth, because there is big money to be made. When I went to India, I went to South America, I met so many Indians there, Muslim and Hindus. I asked them, what you guys doing here? He said, we're in IT. So you see, if you look at it from one side, you will say the glass is half full. And you look at it from the other side, then it's half empty. So to make a general statement like this, my brother Kumaran, that the Muslims are promoting the vices, so you must ask yourself these three questions. Who is promoting the caste system in the world? Remember that India is number one in that. That you are the ones who urinate. When I say you, I don't mean you per se, but you have the super class Hindus. You are urinating on the Dalits and the untouchables in India, and I saw how you treat them. I've been to India 6-7 times, more than you, brother Kumaran, I think. Number two is, who is killing the Christians and destroying? You know Modi gave a big talk now on Independence Day there in Delhi and spoke about Manipur. So my brother, when you are treating the Muslims, the Christians, the Sikhs as second class, third class, fourth class citizens, and then you open your mouth, then his brother, you keep your mouth shut, my brother Kumaran. Third one that I'm asking you, do you agree with the Hindutva policy of India that where you must go and murder Muslims, you must rape their women, you must tell them, Jao Jao Pakistan, Jao Jao Kabristan? Do you agree with that? Then you know which side of the fence you are. They are hijacking the whole Hindu religion. Hindu religion stands for peace, not with what Modi and his thugs are doing. So, Baba, you, my brother Kumaran, you got the wrong end of the stick, my brother.
He says, let's not go into a debate to start.
Yeah, you know what will happen. You see, we will circumcise you, brother.
I've got a new listener, Ustad. It's Sister Aileen. She says, my father passed away on Tuesday. His girlfriend refuses to leave the home that is in my name. Do I have to evict her, AK, or give her notice, or can she just be put out? She's not a paying tenant, Sister Aileen, Ustad.
So this is a case of a non-Muslim. So anyway, we are not allowed to pray for non-Muslims when they die as non-Muslims. The Quran is very clear on that. Chapter 9, verse 84. But we can offer condolences. After all, it's your biological father. You have sadness. My father passed away. So our condolence to you, sister, that Islam allows us. Now your father, we don't know what's the story, but he had a girlfriend. And this house here, this flat or house belongs to you, belongs to the children and so forth, and not to her. She was just a mistress and a girlfriend, and now you are facing a dilemma. What must you do? So you must kick her out, obviously. She can't be just staying there and no rental, no nothing. So you go and tell her, you're giving her 3 days to evict and move out. She don't listen, then you send the lawyers letters. She don't listen, then you send other people there, and you must just tell her, we're going to take you out by force, and if the police come, then you know what to do. So you must remember, that is my advice to you.
I see brother Luke, he says, why do Turks worship Ataturk? Does anybody think that his views are now outdated? AK, Ustad.
You see, my brother Luke, L-U-K-E, you have to look, L-O-O-K, properly. Again, another person comes, and I'm amazed you all make such statements, you know. Who worships a human being in Islam? You must remember that. In Islam, if a person worships one creation, worships another creation, he's out of the fold of Islam. We must be clear on that issue there. So there's no such thing. We only worship the Creator exclusively. So that Ataturk, you must remember, he died. And how did he die? 1-2 years before he died, Then the worms and insects were emanating from his body. His own people and family did not want to see him. They were so disgusted with him. It was such a reprehensible sight to see. And then, my brother, that Luke, when he died, the land and the sand did not accept him. Go and read his biography. They dumped him and put him in one box and he's lying there, dispatched straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. But you have to go into the history of it. You see, when you had the Ottoman Empire, then you had the Zionists, the apartheid terrorist Nazi followers, and the founders, Ted, Hassel, and all of them. They came to Sultan Abdul Hamid, you could say Sultan, S-U-L-T-A-N. So they came to Sultan Abdul Hamid II. He ruled for 33 years, and they tried to bribe him. We will pay all the debts of the Ottoman Empire, but give us Palestine, a portion of Palestine. He said, you see, one handful of Palestine sand, that also I will not give you. You can cut my body to pieces. So that was the time they changed again. And then they got the Turks, the young Turks and all of them. And you get people, you know, who are sellouts, traitors everywhere. So they sold out the Ottoman Empire. And that is how, you must remember, Ataturk came and he destroyed everything of Islam. No Arabic Quran, no Arabic Adhan, the call to prayer, and the women must wear miniskirt and so forth and so on. He became a champion for the West and so forth and dispatched straight to Jahannam. So only an idiot will say that Kemal Ataturk was a great person. He was a traitor to Islam, a murtad and apostate, and dispatched straight to hell. Even the land and sand did not accept him. Last question.
I've got a new listener by the name of Suzanne. She says, why is the whole world standing by and watching while the Israelis eradicate the Palestinians? Do you have a website where I can follow you? A.K. Suzanne, Ustad.
Yes, you must remember I give you 2-3 websites where you can follow us. My website, personal, MUFTI. MUFTI. So AK Hussein, that is AKHOOSEN.net. So that's one. Or you go to Markaz Sahaba, MARKAZ SAHABA, so .com. And third one, if you want to really know what is happening in Aqsa and so forth and so on, so go to Friends of Aqsa. So that's a UK site, but they're up to date and you follow them. You must remember, these are people who murdered prophets and messengers. These are people who changed the Torah. These are people who said Allah is stingy and so forth, Allah forbid. So these are the mentality we are speaking about. So they are a cursed nation from top to bottom, except 5-10%, remember that, but majority of them. So therefore, and the world looks by, because you must remember, money talks all languages. In America you got APEC, and what happened about Bush and Blair and all of them? They murdered over 1 million people and 500,000 of them children, and they justified it. So that is the West, my sister Suzanne, that is your white hegemony, and that is what they want, the new world order. It must be run from America, and Jerusalem will be the capital. Therefore we say, and Suzanne, you quote me wherever you want in the world, the only solution, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. And remember, don't forget to scan the sky tonight for the new moon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.